at a chart about gas prices. It's a downtrending line chart. So I went on to U.S. Energy Information Administration's website, and I did a line chart of my own from the time that he took office. And that line chart goes up. It's considerably higher than where it was when he took office.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thanks for joining us here, as always. Before we get into some of the other top stories, let me get you updated on, Tropical Storm Nicole. Now, Tropical Storm Nicole has made its way, made landfall in Florida. It's already made its way to, like, Tampa area, and it's expected to head up into Georgia by late. And the storm by Tampa. But Governor DeSantis went ahead and declared a state of emergency for all 67 counties in the state of Florida in order to, just to deal with the impact of Tropical Storm Nicole. So we are, so we're continuing watching that ordeal. Looking at some of the pictures, we've got a lot of houses that have fallen into the ocean and some flooding. Of course, it's not nearly as bad as what we saw with the Hurricane Ian. Destruction as well. I think one of the biggest updates is, well, we still don't really have the full election results yet. Now, we know that we're not going to have the Senate results until the special election in Georgia on December 6th. So we know there's that. We're going to have to wait for that no matter what. But we still don't know Mark Kelly in Arizona or Mark Kelly or Blake Masters in Arizona, that Senate race. We still don't know the results of the Nevada Senate race with Adam Laxalt. 83% reporting in Nevada, 2% lead for the Republican. 70% reporting in Arizona, 5% lead for the Democrat. Those are the ones we're still waiting on in the Senate. So we still don't know what's going on there. We also don't know about the U.S. House either. We're still waiting on races in the House to get called, mostly out west. And then when it comes to the governor's races, once again, Oregon, still too close to call, 73% reporting, 4% lead for the Democrat. Nevada, 83% reporting, only a 4% lead for the Republican. Arizona, 70% reporting, so it's only up 7% compared to where it was yesterday. And the Democrat leads by 0.8%. In Alaska, the gubernatorial race there is 80% reporting. They still have not called it yet, though. And the Republican leads there by like 25 points. So, very bizarre. We still do not have answers on who controls the House. We won't have answers on who controls the Senate until after the December 6th runoff election or special election. And with the governor's races, we still have 4 governor seats that have not been declared yet. So pretty bizarre overall. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Some of the other top stories here. First of all, Republicans are starting to go ahead and they think they're going to win the House. So they're starting to go ahead with their leadership elections. Alex Jones has to pay another $473 million to Sandy Hook families, which equates to $1.4 billion total. Let's get traffic on the 5s with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110. Heavy slowdowns as you move out of Pensacola towards Pace on Highway 90 on the bridge due to construction, as well as Highway 90 eastbound at Avalon Boulevard and westbound going into downtown Milton. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, real quick here. Turnout among young voters was the second highest for a midterm in the past 30 years, and most analysts now believe that based on the exit polling, the young voters coming in Generation Z was the reason why it was not a red wave, because Generation Z came in, and they were concerned about issues like abortion, and so they voted Democrat to make sure Democrats would get in. Well over 100,000 Russian troops have been killed or wounded in Ukraine, according to the United States, and the Dow jumped up 1,200 points today on word that inflation eased to 7.7%. So those are some of the top stories going on in the news. Coming up here next, Top Trending News with David Wayne and... Year for Fill the Mayflower for Mana Food Pantries, presented by Coastal Moving and Storage, WEAR Channel 3, our sister station Cat Country 98.7, and of course us. Start collecting non-perishable food items now to help bring them out to fill the 53-foot Mayflower moving van on Monday and Tuesday, November 21st and 22nd at Cordova Mall. And you can get more information on the Fill the Mayflower on our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, Wall Street closed with stocks way higher today after the latest inflation report came out. Last month's consumer price index rose by 7.7% year over year, which is the lowest annual increase since January. Experts had expected an increase of 7.9%. You mentioned this earlier, the judge in Alex Jones' Sandy Hook school shooting now freezing his assets. Jones, of course, ordered to pay almost $1 billion in that case for spreading conspiracy theories about the Sandy Hook shooting. The judge ordered the freeze because of concerns that Jones may be hiding assets through shell companies. Bobby, if you need to feel better about being in Florida, well, in North Dakota today, they've got a blizzard going on. They're being buried in snow. Sounds awful. The National Weather Service says Bismarck, North Dakota, seeing up to a foot and a half of snow tonight. I don't miss that one bit. And Washington, D.C.'s attorney general suing the Washington Commanders over toxic workplace allegations. Attorney General Carl Racine says owner Dan Snyder lied for years about knowledge of a toxic work environment there. Racine claims Snyder was the heart of the problem and allowed women to be treated in a demeaning manner by himself and team executives.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I saw this as well. I think. Do you think he's going to sell the team? You think? Because, you know, there was pressure for him to sell. He said he wasn't going to. But then all of a sudden it came out that he might be interested in looking for a buyer. And now apparently Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z are interested in buying up the Washington. You think he'll actually sell it?
Ooh, yeah, you know, I think if the price is right, he could probably be convinced.
Yeah, I think there'll be a change. I don't know if it'll be Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z with their little partnership, but I think there'll be somebody willing to come forward and buy it from him. And he's had, I mean, pretty much from the time that Daniel Snyder's owned the team, they've been embroiled in controversy. And so it would not surprise me at all to see him sell it.
Now, is it just me or is Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z just a super weird combination, though, to go into a business partnership?
Yeah, that does seem like a weird thing. I mean, Jay-Z is part owner of the Nets, so he already has experience purchasing a professional sports organization. He's a part owner of the Nets. I don't think Jeff Bezos has any kind of ownership of any sports teams yet, but it's not a surprise to see that. I mean, Jeff Bezos seems to want to conquer everything. Yeah, he wants to have his hand in everything, so it doesn't surprise me that he would have a piece of that. Doesn't necessarily mean that he would want to be running day-to-day operations or anything like that, though. right? Like leave that up to Jay-Z and his crew to handle something like that. So, man, does Alex Jones even have $1 billion? I mean, I don't think there's any talk radio host. Maybe Rush Limbaugh might have been the closest to have $1 billion in a bank account.
Yeah, you know? I would be shocked if anybody that works in radio has more than like $25 in their bank account, let alone a billion. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Although some of those syndicated guys, you know, they make a little bit more. But a billion? No, they don't make that kind of money. And with this recent ruling where they've frozen his assets now, he owes $1.4 billion. Like, that's how are you ever going to pay that?
So, yeah, there'd be no way.
Like that, there's no way. And because, I mean, you look at it and go, well, okay, but he's a syndicated talk show host, or at least he was. And I say was because there's a ton of affiliates who've dropped him since all this stuff began. So he doesn't have the advertisers he used to have. He doesn't have the revenue he used to even have before the Sandy Hook allegations. So so even if he had to pay the $1.4 billion, now his revenue stream is way less than what it was a few years ago. So it makes it even harder for him to have to pay it off. So just like, oh, boy, I don't know about that one. And then what was the first thing you were covering again? Oh, the inflation. Yeah, so inflation dropping just a little bit, down to 7.7%. So it's starting to ease up just a little bit. I would say over the next, I was looking at something, and it was saying over the past 4 months, like even though inflation is up compared to last year, over the past 4 months, it's been starting to ease up overall. Like we have
right.
smaller amount of inflation now than what we had 4 months ago. So that's a good sign for you and me. I mean, it's
well,
not
hopefully.
Where we want to be, but hopefully it'll continue that trend.
It's one of those things though where it's like the increase is less, you know, so you kind of got to use tricky wording to say, well, it's going down.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yep. So, yeah, there's that as well. All right, it is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts by texting 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 is looking good, as well as Highway 29. We still have some slowdowns if you leave Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90. Expect delays on the bridge due to construction. Not looking too bad throughout 98. Gulf Breeze going towards Tiger Point. You will see some slight delays, but nothing too bad. See someone else and have a traffic tip, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, I've been sitting on a couple stories because everything was, you know, so focused on the election. There's a couple stories I've been having to just wait to get to pertaining to COVID, particularly the COVID vaccines. New study about the Moderna vaccine, kind of eye-opening. I'll share that with you coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Coming up here in a couple of minutes, we've got your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit. And then I want to cover the Supreme Court has decided they're going to hear a case pertaining to the Navajo Nation that I find to be very interesting. I'll share that with you all coming up here in about 10 minutes. So Harvard is mandating the new COVID-19 booster shot. And if you don't want to get it, they're threatening to hold off your enrollment if you do not comply. That's right. Harvard has warned in a statement students must be compliant with all vaccine requirements in order to register for the spring term. Yale University is looking to try to do the same thing, is require the new booster shot for the spring semester. So these Ivy League schools, they're supposed to be teaching the brightest among us, are not very bright. Because once again, we look at the data. And the data shows that these shots do not prevent the spread of COVID. So you're not giving them the shot so that they can prevent from giving it to older generations that might be affected by COVID. You're not giving them the shot so that they can be protected by COVID because they're already dramatically protected by COVID just on their own, like, strong immune system. Also know that the adverse reactions are starting to come out. More and more research, more and more data from the FDA themselves is coming out showing that it can increase cardiac arrest for particularly young men. And, well, check this out. The Moderna shot now, according to a new study, the Moderna shot may cause double to triple as many heart problems as the Pfizer shot, according to this new study. Oh, it's from Canada. The rates of myocarditis and pericarditis in individuals within 21 days of getting their second shot were 35.6 and 22.9 per million doses, respectively, for Moderna, compared to 12.6 and 9.4 per million for the Pfizer shot. The connection between mRNA vaccines and heart complications was most pronounced in, once again, men and younger vaccine recipients. So, wow, this is still shocking now that they would mandate kids to get. Hey, welcome back. It is Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola Egg Fest week, and that's coming up on Sunday at noon at Blue Wahoo Stadium. This is the 10th year for Pensacola Egg Fest, and it's a fun event. I tell you what, show up hungry. I didn't know this last year. It was the first time I attended. I've been talking about it forever, but I hadn't been able to attend. And so finally last year I did, and then I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, well, let me just go. Luckily, I didn't eat, and so, but it didn't matter. I was so stuffed. I was so full after Egg Fest. It's just like, it was just crazy. So it's a fun event. It's really neat. Because it's eye-opening at the things that they're able to make in the Big Green Eggs. And of course, the money that goes for your ticket and everything goes to local charities. So, in fact, Egg Fest has raised over $500,000 for local charities in the past 10 years. Get more information about Egg Fest on our website, newsradio923.com. Top three stories here for you. Republicans are eyeing a narrow win in the House, but Democrats are still holding out hope as the ballot counting continues. And yes, we still do not know who is going to control the House. We still do not know four gubernatorial races, and we still don't know three Senate races, but one of them for sure we're not going to know. The Georgia race, we're not going to know the results of that until after a December 6th runoff election. But Arizona and Nevada, we still don't know the results of those Senate races right there. So we don't know who controls the Senate, don't know who controls the House, and we don't know four gubernatorial races. It's like, poof. All right, here we go. Other top three stories. Sandy Hook families have won over $1.4 billion. Alex Jones with the his assets today, or frozen his assets, I guess you would say. They didn't seize them yet. The Dow popped up 1,200 points today. S&P 500 jumped up 5% in the biggest rally in 2 years after the light inflation report of only 7.7% inflation compared to where it was at 8.2%. So very positive right there. Coming up here in just a few minutes, I do want to talk about the Supreme Court, a new case that they're going to hear pertaining to the Navajo Nation. So I'll talk about that coming up here shortly. But first, it's time for some sports.
Here's your sports hit.
Thursday Night Football on Prime Video at 7:15 tonight. Atlanta Falcons take on the Carolina Panthers. Falcons are 4-5. Panthers are 2-7. And so both teams with a losing record, but here's the thing, the Falcons are in position to lead the division. So, all right. NBA is going to be on NBA TV tonight at 6:30, the 76ers against the Atlanta Hawks. And then NCAA football, Thursday night football for college, will be Tulsa against Memphis at 6:30 on ESPN. ESPN2 has Georgia Southern against University of Louisiana. That's at 6:30 on ESPN2. NCAA men's basketball, you've got games on FS1. You got games on ESPN+. Same thing on NHL hockey. Going to be on ESPN+ tonight as well. You've got... I thought there was one on... no, that's not. I thought it might be on TNT, but it's not. So there you go. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives and come back with your sports news next.
I-10 and I-110 looking good. We do have some slowdowns on Highway 90 as you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Due to construction. Other than that, we are checking in clear in all our typical areas. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-2626-111 with your traffic tip. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty. So in sports news, the Washington Commanders' Dan Snyder and Roger Goodell and the NFL are all being sued by the Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General. Remember, they've been going through all kinds of investigations with the Washington Commanders as it pertains to a hostile work environment, as it pertains to mismanagement of funds, and other things like that. So now, the Attorney General of Washington, D.C. getting involved and suing them all. LeBron James, day-to-day with an adductor strain. He had an MRI. They were afraid he might have torn a groin or something like that. Apparently, he has a strained adductor. And then Josh Allen, the Bills quarterback, still did not practice today. So he's looking closer like he will not be able to play in this week's game. And let's go and get our CBS Sports Minute. When we come back here, I want to talk to you about the Supreme Court. They're going to hear a case pertaining to the Navajo Nation. I'll tell you what it's about coming up next.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute. The Brooklyn Nets have passed on hiring Ime Udoka and instead will keep Jacques Vaughn as head coach. And while I'll applaud the eventual decision to pass on Udoka, it's hard to give the Nets too much credit. Kyrie Irving is still serving a suspension, and no one would be shocked if Kevin Durant asked for another trade at the deadline. If we learned anything about the Nets, it's that another headache is right around the corner. I'm Maggie Gray.
Hey, sports fans, this is former pro basketball referee Tim Donaghy. You've seen my feature film, Inside Game, and just released on Netflix, Operation Flagrant Foul. This season, I'm red hot in the hoops against the spread. Tonight confirmed, Portland, New Orleans is huge. Free on the recorded message line. Call 1-800-638-3411. That's 1-800-638-3411. Plus Philly, Atlanta, Charlotte, Miami, and Thursday Night Football free on the recorded message. Call 1-800-638-3411. No hype, just me, Tim Donaghy. I love to go 6-0. Portland, New Orleans is a monster. Call 1-800-638-3411. It starts right now, free on the recorded message line. Call me, Tim Donaghy, 800-638-3411. I love to sweep the board or the season's free. Call 1-800-638-3411. And go to VegasScoresAndOdds.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
All right, there you go. That's the CBS Sports Minute. So, in other news, the Supreme Court is in session again, and they just announced a few days ago that they're going to go ahead and hear another case. They're going to put another case on their docket that they will hear in the coming months. It'll probably be, you know, sometime in 2023, the beginning of 2023, when they actually hear this case. But it pertains to the Navajo Nation. The Navajo Nation is located in northern Arizona, parts of New Mexico, and Utah, southern Utah. And there's a couple of appeals pertaining to a water rights argument that they've had. So I guess there's treaties from 1849 and a treaty from 1868 that established that a reservation established by the reservation established by the U.S. government. The government has to make sure that the tribe has enough water. So the Navajo Nation gets their water from the San Juan River, which feeds into the Colorado River at Lake Powell. Well, you know, one of the stories we've been covering a lot is how the lakes out west are drying up. Lake Mead and Lake Powell have been drying up because of the drought and because of the extra water usage from places like Las Vegas. And so that's their main water source, the Navajo Nation. And so according to their filing, they said, quote, when the United States creates an Indian reservation, it also promises and reserves for the tribe the amount of then unappropriated water necessary to fulfill the reservation's purposes. And so basically they're accusing the United States of breaching its fiduciary duty to allow the Navajo Nation to access water and to get its water needs and to develop a plan to get water needs. So what are they wanting? Basically, what they're wanting is they want to go to the water source. They want to be able to get water. So right now, they're like the last on the rung. So the water comes down from San Juan River, feeds into the Colorado, and the Colorado goes into Lake Powell, and then whatever's left in Lake Powell, that's what they can use. They want to be able to get it straight from the Colorado River. And so, which obviously, them doing that will give them a lot more water, but that will take water away from places like Las Vegas. And so, yeah. And, you know, Las Vegas is still continually growing all the time. So they're going to need more water needs down the road. And with Lake Mead drying up, they're going to need even more water needs. So this is going to become an issue here where it's like, you know, hey, we have this reservation set up. Are we going to honor the treaties involved? Well, basically what the Supreme Court has to do now is determine whether or not they actually have an argument. And apparently a couple of appeals courts have gone in favor of Navajo Nation. But then the higher court went against them. So now they're going to court to get the water, the new gold. You know, when you hear stories like this, it's like, oh my goodness, they already not having enough water. They're finding, you know, human remains at the bottom of Lake Mead. I think they found six so far. Lake Powell's drying up, and basically the Navajo Nation's like, we're not getting enough water. We need more. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Supreme Court getting involved with that argument. Hey, you can listen to the live stream on our mobile app. Just download the News Radio Pensacola app in the App Store. If you don't know how to search for that, if you go to our website, newsradio923.com, it has a link for getting the app, and just click on that, and it has the links to either the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. Also, if you download the app, you can check out this show on demand. We have all the podcasts on the website. We have podcasts from Pep Talk with Jenna Barr and podcasts from Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, all on the mobile app as well. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. Plus, I've got to talk about cursing just a little bit. Stick around.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city
boy. Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're going to get a quick update from David Wayne in a second. But first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Got a call into the traffic line letting us know that University Parkway and Davis Highway is really backed up at that intersection. Looks like University Parkway is backed up all the way to East Johnson Avenue. So keep that in mind. You're going to wait at that intersection for just a little bit there. I-10 and I-110 moving nicely. We have typical afternoon traffic on Pine Forest in both the north and southbound direction in between 9 Mile and I-10. As well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Heavy delays as you're getting onto the bridge due to construction. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111 with your traffic tip. And this traffic update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru needs your car and will pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, an interesting story came out today. Documentary crew apparently was out looking for some old World War II airplanes, but instead they found some wreckage that dates back to the 80s.
Filmmakers looking for plane wreckage in waters off the Florida coast instead found a huge piece of debris from the Space Shuttle Challenger.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
The shuttle and its crew of seven were lost in the 1986 disaster. The wreckage is 15 feet by 15 feet and clearly shows the trademark tiles that were part of Challenger's underbelly. NASA is now deciding what to do with the artifact that remains on the ocean floor. I'm Rory O'Neill.
So an interesting find there.
Yeah, very interesting find. It makes you wonder what other things are at the bottom of the ocean that we just don't know about yet. It's a vast expanse that we've barely even covered. So pretty interesting right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Apparently, a new study on swearing found it's extremely helpful, actually. They found that they found the most common reason why we swear is to release anger or frustration. But they say here's some benefits to swearing. It helps us express joy. Yeah. Like, you know, if you win the Powerball. it helps us deal with pain, emotional and physical pain. The same researchers did a study a few years ago that proved it. People were able to keep their hands submerged in ice water a lot longer if they were allowed to curse. it helps us connect with each other. For example, one example is humor. They found that swearing can be useful when you're trying to make somebody laugh. It also helps with feelings of solidarity, like telling your friend, you're the effing best, or something like that. And then finally, it can make you sound more convincing. They looked at a previous study that found people who swear in text messages are seen as more persuasive and more believable. Speaking of which, the actor who's dropped the most F-bombs in Hollywood is not Samuel L. Jackson. Nope, it's Joe Pesci. He's dropped 272 F-bombs in various movies, but 241 of those came in Casino. Al Pacino was next, followed by Jason Mewes, Jonah Hill, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Seth Rogen. Samuel L. Jackson didn't come until the 20th place on the list. Wow. Let's go ahead and today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Well, here's a lady who probably could have used some swearing in order to release her her anger and frustration instead of beating somebody with a 10-pound log of ground beef from Walmart. That's right. She saw her neighbor at Walmart. They had a history, and she had a 10-pound log of ground beef and beat him with it.
95.3 and AM 1620, News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.